All right, so today we're going to look into something pretty interesting.
Okay.
You don't see this every day in the Android world.
Right.
A speedy update rollout.
Oh, yes, it's quite unusual.
That's exactly what we're diving into
Oh,
today,
right.
talking about nothing
Yeah.
and how they're handling this stable Android 15 update.
Okay.
Specifically, their rollout for the Phone 2 and 2a models. Our source on this is a recent article from 9 to 5 Google. So,
Okay.
you know, it's the good stuff, but
Yeah.
why is this so remarkable? I mean,
Yeah.
Android updates are notorious for taking their sweet time, right?
Absolutely. You're right. The overall Android 15 rollout has been, well, kind of chaotic, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah. Lots of delays and manufacturers dragging their feet.
Oh, wow.
But what's really fascinating here is that nothing is doing things differently.
Okay.
They've managed to push this update out incredibly fast,
Wow.
especially compared to the rest of the pack.
So they're really like shaking things up.
They are indeed shaking things up. The update's already rolling out to all users of the phone, 2 and 2a models,
Oh, wow.
and they're projecting full completion by the end of the year.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, puts them significantly ahead of the curve.
It really does make you wonder what's taking everyone else so long.
I know,
What
right?
about people with other nothing phone models?
Yeah.
Are they just left in the dust?
Not to worry.
Okay.
Nothing has confirmed that the Phone 1, Phone 2, A Plus, and CMF Phone 1 will all receive the stable Android 15 update.
Oh, okay, so they're not totally
And
forgotten.
they're not forgotten. They're targeting early 2025 for those models.
Okay, not too shabby.
Yeah.
So tell me what's got you so excited about Nothing OS 3.0? What's in this update that has everyone buzzing?
Oh, there's a lot to be excited about.
Yeah.
One of the standout features is shared widgets.
Okay.
It's a completely unique approach to staying connected with friends and family.
Okay.
Imagine this. You can have widgets on your lock screen that allow you to directly interact with content from your loved ones' phones.
Hold on, I'm trying to wrap my head around this.
Yeah.
So it's not just seeing their updates, it's actually interacting with them right there on my lock screen.
Exactly. It's really creative, right?
Yeah.
A way to stay connected and share experiences in a more intimate way. Think of it as a personalized window into each other's digital lives.
Okay.
It's a pretty bold move by Nothing.
Yeah, it
It is.
is.
It'll be really interesting to see how people utilize it.
Yeah, it really does kind of blur the lines between our physical and digital spaces.
It does.
But let's be practical for a second. Are there any new features in this update that'll help me, you know,
Sure.
actually get things done?
Absolutely, there are.
Okay.
One that you might find particularly useful is the countdown widget,
Okay.
which is set to launch later this month.
Right.
This widget is designed to help you,
Yeah.
the listener, stay on top of your busy schedule
Okay.
by providing visual countdowns for important events and deadlines.
All right, I like that.
It even uses AI to personalize your countdown experience.
AI-powered countdowns. That's a new one.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I am a bit of a productivity tool junkie.
Then you'll appreciate this next one.
Okay, hit me.
It's called the Smart Drawer.
Smart draw, okay.
Basically, an AI-powered app organizer that automatically sorts and categorizes your apps into folders.
Oh, so it does the work for you.
Pretty much, yeah, think of it as a personal assistant for your app library,
Okay.
ensuring you can always find what you need without endless scrolling.
I can definitely see the appeal for anyone who struggles with app organization.
Yeah.
My home screen is a bit of a disaster zone, to be honest.
I think we can all relate to that.
Yeah.
But beyond the practicality of these new features, Nothing hasn't forgotten about their commitment to aesthetics.
Oh, right. They're all about that sleek design.
Exactly.
Right.
They've given the quick settings menu a fresh redesign and implemented improved typography throughout the entire operating system.
So they're not just focusing on function, but also on form.
Precisely, they're really doubling down on their design-centric philosophy with this update.
Yeah.
Everything from the redesigned icons to the smoother animations contributes to a more visually appealing and intuitive user experience.
It's interesting how they're blending cutting-edge functionality with this minimalist, visually stunning design language.
It's definitely a unique approach.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, so we've talked about the speed of this rollout, the new features, and Nothing's commitment to sleek design. But I'm curious about the bigger picture here. What does this all mean for Nothing as a company? Are they trying to position themselves as the anti-establishment force in the Android world?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say that Nothing is definitely carving out their own niche in the market.
Okay.
They're not afraid to take risks and challenge the status quo.
This
bold approach could really pay off for them, especially if they can consistently deliver on their promises of speed and innovation.
So a potential David and Goliath situation.
It's certainly possible,
yeah.
But, you know, taking on the big players comes with its own set of challenges.
Right, of course.
Nothing will need to prove that they can not only innovate, but also scale their operations to meet the demands of a growing user base.
Right, because speed and innovation are great, but reliability and customer support are just as important.
Absolutely. Maintaining a high level of user satisfaction will be crucial for Nothing's long-term success.
So they've made a splash with this speedy Android 15 rollout and the exciting features of Nothing OS 3.0. But the real test will be whether they can sustain this momentum and build a loyal following.
I agree. It'll be fascinating to see how they navigate the competitive landscape and continue to evolve their brand identity.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yay.
We've got a lot more to unpack here, including a deeper look at some of these groundbreaking features. So stick with us, listener, as we continue our deep dive into the world of Nothing OS 3.0.
It's going to be good. You know, one thing that really struck me about Nothing OS 3.0 is how they're pushing the boundaries of what we can do with widgets,
yeah.
Particularly on the lock screen.
You mentioned those shared widgets earlier. It seems like they're not just a gimmick, but a core part of Nothing's vision for a more connected and personalized user experience.
Exactly.
Right.
Think about it this way. You, the listener, are going to be able to customize your lock screen to interact more deeply with friends and family than you've ever been able to before.
Yep.
This level of personalization is something we're seeing more and more of in tech.
Yeah.
It's about making the technology adapt to us rather than the other way around.
Like our devices are becoming extensions of ourselves.
Right.
Reflecting our individual preferences and priorities.
Right.
And the lines between our physical and digital lives are getting blurrier all the time.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And Nothing seems to be tapping into that shift with their design philosophy.
Okay.
They're recognizing that our phones are more than just tools. Mm-hmm. They're companions, connectors, and windows into our lives.
Okay, so how does this tie back to their rebel status in the Android world? Is this part of their strategy to differentiate themselves from the big players?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a key part of their strategy,
right,
by focusing on speed, innovation, and a unique design language. Nothing is trying to carve out a space for themselves in a crowded market.
Yeah.
They're essentially saying, we do things differently here.
It's a risky move, though, right?
It is.
I mean, going up against giants like Samsung and Google is no small feat.
It's definitely a David and Goliath situation.
Yeah.
But if they can continue to deliver on their promises and build a strong community around their brand, they could become a real force to be reckoned with.
So what are the potential pitfalls they need to avoid?
Well, one obvious challenge is maintaining this pace of innovation.
Yeah.
They've set a high bar with this Android 15 rollout, so they'll need to keep pushing the envelope with future updates.
Right, because if they start to slip up, people might lose faith in their ability to deliver.
Exactly. Yeah. And another challenge will be scaling their operations effectively. As their user base grows, they'll need to ensure they can provide the same level of quality and support.
Yeah, because a slick interface and cool features won't mean much if the phone is riddled with bugs or customer service is unresponsive.
Absolutely. They'll need to strike a balance between pushing the boundaries of technology and ensuring a stable and reliable user experience.
It's a delicate balancing act, for
sure. Sure, it is.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Nothing OS 3.0,
yeah,
what's the key takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with?
I think the main takeaway is that Nothing is a company to watch.
Okay.
They're challenging the status quo in the Android world and forcing the big players to take notice.
Yeah.
They're a company that's not afraid to take risks and experiment with new ideas. And that's something to be excited about.
It's refreshing to see a company like Nothing shaking things up and injecting some much needed energy into the tech landscape.
I agree.
Yeah.
And their focus on speed and innovation, coupled with their unique design philosophy, could signal a shift in how we think about and interact with our devices.
So they're making a statement. But the real question is, will it resonate with consumers in the long run? That remains to be seen.
Yeah.
But they've certainly made a strong first impression.
Indeed, they have. But there's one more thing I'd like to leave our listeners with.
Okay.
Something to ponder as we conclude our exploration of Nothing OS 3.0.
Okay, you got me. What is this final thought?
Well, we've talked a lot about how Nothing is pushing the boundaries, of widget functionality, especially with those shared widgets.
Yeah.
But I think the real question is, what other creative uses can we imagine for widgets, especially when it comes to connecting with the people in our
Ooh, that's
lives?
a good one. It's
Want
like
to?
you're challenging us all to
Yeah.
think beyond the typical weather updates and stock tickers.
Exactly. We're so accustomed to widgets being these static informational things, but what if they were more dynamic, more interactive?
Okay.
What if they could truly bridge the gap between our digital and physical worlds in new and meaningful ways?
Okay, I'm game. Let's brainstorm.
All right.
What if you had a widget that allowed you to share a quick doodle with a friend? Or maybe a virtual high five to celebrate a small win?
I love those ideas.
It's all about finding ways to weave technology into the fabric of our relationships in ways that feel natural and authentic.
Imagine a widget that lets you send a little burst of encouragement to someone who's having a tough day, or a widget that simply reminds you to check in with a loved one you haven't spoken to in a while.
Those are fantastic examples. It's about using technology to foster genuine connection, not just mindless scrolling or superficial interactions.
It's like taking the best parts of social media, the connection, the sharing, and stripping away all the noise and negativity. Just pure positive interaction right there on your lock screen.
That's beautifully put. And I think that's where the true potential lies, in leveraging technology to enhance our relationships and bring us closer together.
So to wrap things up, it seems like nothing is doing something pretty special here. They're not just releasing a new phone or a software update. They're sparking a conversation about the future of technology and its role in our lives.
Absolutely.
They're challenging us to rethink how we interact with our devices and how those interactions can shape our relationships with the people we care about.
And that's what makes this deep dive so fascinating. It's not just about the specs and features, it's about the bigger picture and the potential for technology to make a positive impact on our lives.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So, listeners, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. What creative uses can you envision for widgets that connect you with the people in your life, share your ideas? Let's keep this conversation going.
And that's a wrap on another deep dive. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration of the world of tech and beyond.